Today we're going to learn lesson 69, where Hashem foretells what's going to happen to Avram's children. We're still in topic 4. We're in Sefer Bereishis, chapter 15. We're going to learn Psukim 11 to 16, Perek Tes Vav, Psukim Yud Aleph to Tes Zayin. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're in page 20, right near the end of the line, Pasuk Yud Aleph. I'm sorry, towards the beginning of the line, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayered ho ayit al ha-pigorim, vayashev osam Avram, vayihi ha-shemesh lavo v'sardei monoflo al Avram, v'hine emoch ha-shecho gedoylo nofeles olav, vayomer li Avram, yodo ateida, ki ger yihye zaracho, bi'eretz lo lohem vavodum v'inu, osam arbomeyos shana, וגם אסגוי אשר יעבודו דון אנוכי ואחרי כן יצאו ברכוש גדול ואתה תבוא אל אבוסך בשלום תיקבר בסיבה טובה ודור רביעי ישובו הנה כי לא שלם עוון האמורי עד הנה. Let's take a look at the psukim. After Avram has split up all the animals and the two birds he did not split up. So Pasuk Yud Aleph continues, Vayered ha'ayit. Ayit are vultures. And vultures, they came down al ha'pgarim, on the carcasses. They want to eat up those animals that were split in half. Vayashev osam Avram. And Avram vayashev, he chased them away. The commentaries tell us this is symbolic of different things. One is how it's a hint in the future that King David wanted to destroy the non-Jews. We said those animals are symbolic of the nine Jews will be destroyed, and he would want to destroy them like these vultures, but would not be allowed to until Mashiach comes. Another interpretation is that the non-Jews wanted to stop the Jews to bring korbanos, and Avram would stop that for a certain period of time. Continuing, Pasuk Yud Beis, but now we come to the main part of this story here. Vayihi ha-shemesh lavo, and the shemesh, the sun was lavo, began to come down. V'sardema nofla l'Avram, and sardema, a deep sleep, fell over Avram. V'hine, and behold, ema, a fear, chashecha, a darkness of fear, gedola, great, great darkness, great fear, nofela salav, falls upon him. This is hinting to something scary that Avram's going to see. He's going to be told a prophecy of the future exile of the Jewish people. Pasuk Yud Gimel, this is also going to be in response to him saying, Bama Eda, how will I know they will keep the land? As we said, Avram was punished for this, so he's now going to be told what's going to be happened to his children over here. Pasuk Yud Gimel, and if you look carefully, it says, and the sun was beginning to come down. In the beginning of the chapter, when Avram spoke to Avram, he said he took him outside to count the stars. If Avram was counting the stars, it must have been nighttime. If these psukim are just a direct flow of the earlier psukim, then how could the sun begin to fall if Avram was already counting the stars? This is one of the proofs the rabbis give that this story of the covenant between the parts is not in chronological order to the beginning of the chapter, and rather it happened when Avram was 70. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer l'Avram, and he said to Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Yodoa, you will know, Teda, you will surely know. It's a double expression, you shall surely know that the Jews will go into exile, and there'll be three stages of it. Number one, key, that, ger, strangers, yihyeh zar acho, your children will be strangers, be'eretz lo lahem, in a land that does not belong to them. Hashem did not say where it has to be. And that prophecy begins at the birth of Yitzchak, which we'll see shortly, is going to be 400 years from his birth. But that's stage one. The Jews would live like strangers. They could live like strangers in strange lands, or they could live in their land of Canaan as strangers in that land. And we'll see that's what Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did, to begin the process as soon as possible to live as strangers in the land. Second step is va'avodum, and they will make them slaves, the people of the land that they're strangers in. That second step, and that indeed happened, as after Levi, the last of Yaakov's children, died when the Jews were in Egypt. For the last 117 years, that's when the Jews became slaves. When Yaakov came down to Egypt, they were not made slaves. Only after Levi died were the Jews made into slaves. And the third step, ve'inu osam, and they will torture them. The last 86 years in Egypt was a tremendous amount of oppression. So there were 400 years where they were living as strangers in a land that was not theirs. Even the land of Canaan was not yet theirs. It could have all been in the land of Canaan, but because of subsequent events, it eventually ended up in Egypt. 117 of the last 117 years, we were slaves, and the last 86, we were tortured. Now the Torah says, Arbami Oshana, but the total that you will be strangers is 400 years, and that's calculated from the birth of Yitzchak. But that will end. Yudal vegam es hagoy, and also the goy, the nation, asher ya'avodu, that will make them into slaves. Don onochi, I will judge them and I will punish them. Now, we don't know who that is yet, but whoever volunteers for that job and will go beyond what they needed to do will be punished. And that's going to happen to Egypt. Now, what's the vegam? And also, the rabbis say, not only Egypt, but any of subsequent exiles, which are the four famous exiles of Babylonia, Persia, Media, Parasumadai, Greece, and Rome, I will judge them as well. And finally, after the 400 years, when Hashem judges Egypt, va'achrechein, and afterwards, yetzu, they will leave birchush gadol, with great riches, as indeed happened when the Jews left Egypt. And what about you, Avram, and pasuk tesa, ve'ato, and you, tavo, you will come, elavosecha, to your fathers, b'shalom, in peace. That means you will die, and you will die in peace, and you won't experience any of this. It's interesting, he will come to his fathers in peace. That means his soul will come back to where his father's soul is. But his father, Terech Rishon, was a Rasha. How will he end up in the same place with his father's soul? So this is Hashem hinting that Terech indeed, his father before his death, did tshuva, and Avram would return to his father. Tikover, you will be buried beseva, in an old age that's tova, that's good, a good old age. You won't have any suffering from any of your descendants. This is hinting to the fact that Yishmael, although became a Rasha, did tshuva before Avram's death. And Esav, who became a Rasha, would not become a Rasha till after Avram dies. So Avram, you will die a peaceful, tranquil death. Tesain. But afterwards, Vidor Revi, and the generation, Revi the fourth generation of Jews who had left the land of Canaan, Yashuva will return Hena after four generations. And these four generations, there's different ways of looking at it. The simple one is Levi, who left Egypt, left Canaan for Egypt. He had a son, Kehas, who had a son, Amram. He had a son, Moshe, ultimately leading the Jews back. It will take four generations. Why do we got to wait so long? Key, because lo shalem, it will not yet be full. Avon, the sins of Hamori, the Amorites, they are singled out because of the strongest of the 10 Canaanite nations. But their sins have not yet been full ad hena, until that time. And therefore, Hashem can't drive out these people till their sins have been filled to the point where they deserve to be thrown out. And therefore, we'll have to wait those four generations. Let's look at the questions on these psukim. Mahu ayit. What's an ayit? Those are vultures. Two, targem hapkarim. Hapkarim means the carcasses. Three, achareish Avram cholak balechayim lechatzi. After Avram divided the animals in half, ve'niach, and he left kol chatzi zem mul zeh, each one opposite the other. Makara, what happened? The vultures came to want to eat from the carcasses. Question four, ha'im ayid echad o yoser yirad lechol pigre balechayim shechatach Avram lechatzi. Did one or more vultures want to come to eat the carcasses of the animals that Avram cut? The commentators all say it's more than one vulture. Even though ayat seems to be in the singular, it's a group of vultures. Five, kishabo ayat lechol pigrei balechayim ha'asavram. When the vultures came to eat from the carcasses of the dead animals, what did Avram do? He chased them away. Six, alma nemar, and what's it saying? Vayashev osam Avram, Avram chased them away. So Avram chasing the vultures. 7, Manir Mazbim, what's being hinted to in this happening of this story? We said two different interpretations. Either David would want to destroy the Goyim, who are compared to the carcasses, but was not allowed to until Mashiach comes, or the non-Jews are trying to stop us to bring korbanos, and they will be stopped for a long period of time. 8, Alman Emar, concerning what does it say? Vayihi Hashemesh Lavo. Vayihi Hashemesh Lavo means, and the sun is a begin to set. And this is the onset of the very scary vision that Avram is going to have. 9, Be'eza Chelek Shalayom Nemer Vayihi Hashemesh Lavo. What part of the day is it referencing, and the sun was coming down towards the end of the day? 10, Acharei Shivriach Avram Ha'ayit Vashemesh Yischil Ashkoa. After Avram chased away the vultures and the sun began to set, Ma Kor L'Avram. What happened to Avram? He fell into a deep sleep. 11, Targem Tardema. Tardema is a deep sleep. 12, Kishet Tardema Nafal Avram. When the sleep fell over Avram, Echir Gish Avram. How did Avram feel? He felt an Ema Chashecha Gedola. 13, Targem Ema. Ema is fear. 11, Almi Valeza Zmanim, upon whom and on what time are we referencing Vine Ema Chashecha Gedola Nafalas Olav? We're speaking about Avram, and as the sun was setting, this great fear came over him. 15, Kishanafal Ema Chashecha Gedola Avram Ma Omer Lo Hashem. When this great fear and darkness came over Avram, what did Hashem say? Hashem told him about the future of his children's being slaves and everything else that's part of this Bris Bein HaBesorim. 16, Mahi Hivtiach Hashem L'Avram HaGolos Saro. What did Hashem promise about the exile of his children? That they would be have a three-part type of Golos. And then eventually Hashem would punish the enemies and would let the Jews out with great wealth. 17, Lefi Haftochas Hashem, according to Hashem's promise, Ketzed Yenagu Ha'uma Shebnei Avram Yu B'Golos Asom. How will the nation behave towards the Jews, the sons of Avram, when they're in the Golos by them? Again, they will make them work for them, and they will torture them. 11, Almi V'amanemar, about whom and on what is it said? V'avodum, and they will make them be servants. V'anuasam, and they will cause them to be tortured. It's the Egyptians doing this to the Jews. 19, Targem V'inu. V'inu is to torture them or to afflict them. 20, Lefi Avtochas Hashem, according to Hashem's promise, Avram, Lokamas man yeh banav avodim u'ma'unim b'eretz lo mishalem. How long will Avram's descendants, children, be slaves, and will they be tortured? Well, the Torah says 400 years in general, but that's really just being in a strange land. There's smaller amount of years for those details. 21, what did Hashem promise Avram that will last 400 years? The exile will last 400 years. 22, Lefi Havtachas Hashem, according to Hashem's promise, Kechalos Arba Meo Shana, when the 400 years end, Mayas Hashem La'am, She'avidu V'yanu Ezer HaShlavim, will Hashem do the nation that put the Jews into servitude and tortured them? Hashem will don anochi. He will judge them. Obviously, he's going to do more than judge them. Those two letters, don, that he will judge, that means the 10 plagues, all the things that he does, that's really all part of that judgment. 23, Targames Gimel Madrego Shalgos, explain, describe the three levels of Golos. Number one level is they will be strangers in a land that they don't have control over, and that will last the 400 years. They will be slaves to these people. That will last 117 years, and they will be tortured. That will last for 86 years. 24, Targem, done. Translate word done. Done means to judge, and specifically here means to punish them. 25, Madua Kasuv Gam, why does it say, and also? And also, it's including that Hashem will judge the leaders of the four other exiles over the Jews. 26, Ketzed Yatsu Zaru Shal Avram Acharei Arba Meir Shanol Shal Avodas V'inui, Avdus V'inui. How will the descendants of Avram leave after 400 years of slavery and torture? They will leave with Rechush Gadol. 27, who and upon what time is it saying, and they will leave with a great wealth? It's talking about the Jews at the end of their exile after 400 years. 28, will the exile of his children be in Avram's lifetime? No. Be'er hamusag, explain the concept of tavo alav asecha. Tavo alav asecha means he will die, and come back, his soul back to where his ancestors' souls are. 30, minayin yodim sheterech yaseh tshuva, from where do you know that yiterech do tshuva? Since Hashem says he will return to his fathers in the next world, that means terech must have done tshuva. 31, targein beseva, what does beseva mean? Seva means an old age. 32, ayim evtiach Hashem l'avram she'avram yamus b'shalva l'lo inid. Did Hashem promise Avram that he would die in tranquility without suffering? Yes. 33, minayin yodin shishmol yaseh tshuva. How do we know that Yishmol do tshuva? Because it says he will die, Avram will die in a seva tova, good old age, and that can only happen if you know that your son has done tshuva. 34, l'kama doros yuzaro avonim be'eretz acheres ad she'ach zoros kanayin. How many generations will his children be servants in another land until they return? It will be four generations. 35. Why do the descendants of Avram have to wait four generations until they return to the land of Canaan? They have to wait till all the sins of the Canaanites have been filled and they deserve to be wiped out. 36. Which was the nation that was the strongest in the land of Canaan at the time of this Bris Banu Bixorim? That was the Amori. 37. What will Hashem do to the Amori and all the other nations that live there? Hashem will destroy them through the Jewish people conquering them. 38. Lahasbir, explain. Mamar Hashem la'avram kilo shalem avon Amori. What does it mean when Hashem said those words? It means the sins of the Amoris and the other Canaanite nations will not have been filled to the point where they should be destroyed. 39. Masai Kara Bris. When did this Bris happen? Was it Lifnei before or Acher after Psukim Aleph Tevav? We've proven that it was before Psukim Aleph Tevav. Not when Avram's 75, but when he's 70. 40. Ma'o Chachlga. What's the proof? The proof is that beginning of, in the earlier Psukim, Hashem took Avram to count the stars, which he thinks is at night. But in these psukim, we see that it was now the sun was coming down. And if it's one contiguous story, then its sun should not be coming down. 41, Lefi Rashi, according to Rashi, Mahu Nisoyna Shishi Shel Avram, what's the sixth test of Avram? It's Avram hearing all this terrible news of this covenant between the parts, and he still continued to be loyal as a Jew and keep his part of the bargain, as it were. Let's read these psukim one more time from Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayered ha'ayir ala pegarim vayashev osam Avram vayashemesh lavo v'sardimo naflo al Avram v'hine emoch ha'shecha gedolo noveles olav vayomer li Avram yodo ateida ki ger yiyes aracha v'yeretz lo lohem v'avodum v'inu osam arbame yoshana v'gam es agoy asher yavoru dononochi v'achrei chen yetsu v'rchush gadol v'ata tavol avosecha b'shalom tigover b'seva tova v'dor revi yoshuvo eino ki lo sholem avon amori ad heino. Okay, please spend 15 minutes reviewing today's lesson and some time reviewing yesterday's lesson number 68. Have a good day.